أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained how people will be presented on the day of Qiyamah. Non-believers will lie in front of Allah and say they never worshipped idols, etc. Then Allah Ta'ala would put a seal on their mouth and make the parts of the body speak, and that will give evidence of all what the actions were. When the non-believers were informed about this, and they were called to Allah Ta'ala, to the ibadat of Allah, and they had no answer, then they would come out and say that this is no revelation from Allah, it is no Quran from Allah, it is just a poet who is saying his poetry. Sometimes they would say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is making black magic upon them. Sometimes they would say, na'uzu billah, that he's a mad man and he's just speaking out of his brains all wrong things. So in this way they tried and mislead people. They don't listen to him. He's a mad man. He doesn't know what he's talking. All what he is a soothsayer. He's a magician. He's a poet, and he's just saying some poetry. In this way they tried and absolve themselves and mislead other people also. In reply, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرِ وَأَرْهَمْنَا نَهِي سَكْهَيَا أُسْكُ شِعْرْ كِهْنَا. We have not taught our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to say poems. He isn't a poet in any way. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ or ye uske laiq nahi. And neither is it befitting that the Nabi of Allah, the Rasul of Allah, be a poet. Allah's kalam, the Quran Sharif, and Allah's Nabi, his Rasul, they are very far from poetry. That is the general poetry in which there is lot of lies, exaggeration, and all types of flattery, bribery of people. Poets want to say such types of poetry. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was completely free of that. He was not in any way. There are no lies, there is no flattery, there is no exaggeration in the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam or of the Quran. In huwa illa dhikru wa Quranu mubin. Ye to khalis nasihat hai aur Quran hai saaf. This is very clear, just a reminder. Nasihat advises. Anyone who will look at the Quran Sharif will see clearly that with what wonderful admonishments and what wonderful advices the Quran is filled. And it is a open Quran, a kitab to be read, not a kitab to be closed and kept away, not a kitab to be hidden, but an open kitab. Everyone is invited to read this kitab and see the clear message of Allah Ta'ala in this kitab. There is no exaggeration, there are no lies, there is no flattery in this Quran. It is a direct kitab and it speaks directly to the heart of every person. لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيَّةٌ تَعَكِ دَرْ سُنَائِ اُسْكُ جِنْ مَنْ جَانْ هُو. And this Quran is that kitab that is a warner to those people who have got life in them. Those people who are dead, whose hearts are dead, and who cannot understand, and who are only in this dunya, and absorbed and drowned in this dunya, this Quran won't have an effect on them. But those people whose hearts are alive, and those people who are concerned, what will happen to me in my qabr in the future, the Quran is a great warner for such people, and great admonishments are given in the Quran for such people. وَيَحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ or ثَابِتْ هُوْ إِلْزَامْ مُنْكِرُوا پَرْ. And it is a complete firm hujjat. It is a complete firm proof against the non-believers. Those who do not believe, they will see that they were on the day of Qiyamah, they will have to admit, we were informed of all this. The Quran, Allah has made it such. Like for example, after 9/11 in America, in Europe, in the world generally, the number of Quran Sharifs that were sold, there wasn't a Quran to be found on the shelf of any bookshop. Allah made it such that people took the Quran and read the Quran. So Allah has completed His proof upon people. They know the message has been given to them. Muslims are spread throughout the world, and everywhere azans are given. There is also a proof of Allah upon them that da'wah of Islam is called out loudly, and nobody will be able to say, I did not know about Islam, about the Quran, etc. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا. Yeah, now Allah Ta'ala explains again His great qudrat and His great favors upon mankind. Allah Ta'ala says, kya aur nahi dekhte, wo ke humne bana diye unke waaste apne haathon ki banayi hui cheezon se. Don't they see those things that we have made or for them with our own hands? Of course, Allah hasn't got hands like us. That is by the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. All the things that Allah Ta'ala has made, how things grow, man has got no say in that. All man can do is plow the earth, put the seed, water it, and put some fertilizer. But to make that seed split about and the shoot come out, and then the grow of the tree or whatever, for the fruits to come, to put the color in the food, to put the taste in that fruit, this is all the work of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, O mankind, don't you see that what and what I am doing for you, what I have done, and continuously I am making for you all this. فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ. پھر وہ ان کے مالک ہے. And then I make you the owners of that farm. I make animals. Who is it that made a cow? The people can say that the human, that's a stupid theory, Darwin's theory of evolution, that man was from a monkey. From where did the cow come? From where did the horse come? From where did the camel come? Did they also come from some monkey or something? It is Allah's qudrat. Allah made all these things, and then Allah makes you the owner of all these things. You own how many cows and farms and goats, etc., and you benefit from all of them. وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ. Or عَاجِزْ كَرْدِيَا أُنْكُ أُنْكِ عَاجِ. And we made these huge animals humble in front of mankind. A bull which is so big and so strong, but how man brings it down and slaughters it. That bull can do nothing in front of that man. And a camel, what a big animal, but how easily it is slaughtered. Those who have learned the art, they slaughter these animals very, very easily. A horse, how doesn't it jump and sort of fly and speed? But Allah has put it under the control of man. So don't you see all these favors of Allah? You are insan, you are such a small little thing. And what are you in front of an elephant? What are, but you control the elephants also. You control the horses also. So this all is not you who are doing it. Allah put it under your control. Appreciate and realize Allah's qudrat. Believe in Him and acknowledge and be thankful to Allah and become obedient to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون. پھر ان میں کوئی ہے کہ ان کی سواری اور کسی کو کھاتے ہیں. And then these animals that we have made, some of them you ride upon them, upon the horse, upon the camel, the donkey, and you, some of them you transport your goods on them. Elephants are used quite a bit for transportation of goods, and some of them you slaughter and you eat and you enjoy the wonderful meat of the mutton, of the beef, of the cow, etc. This all we made it for you. Are you enjoying all this ni'mat of Allah? Can't you be thankful to Allah? Don't you believe in Allah Ta'ala? وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعَ. اور ان کے واسطے چار پائیوں میں فائدے ہیں. And lot of other benefits also. You benefit from the fat of the animal. You benefit from the hair of the animal. You benefit from the skin of the animal. Today almost every part of the animal, man benefits from there also. ومشارب اور پینے کے گھات. And we have made for you to drink also from these animals. You drink that wonderful milk in whichever form it might be. If it's a hot summer day, summer's day, you might have cold milkshake. If it's a cold winter's night, you might have hot Ovaltine, hot Milo. All this drink of that what we have made, that also we have given to you. When you have all of this, the first thing, realize Allah's qudrat and believe in Allah and make shukr. Enjoy that ni'mat and make shukr also. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ.
Phir kyun shukar nahi karte? Then why don't you make shukar to Allah? These things are so open, day in and day out, all the time you are benefiting. That animals are on the farms, from the leather you have made your shoes, you have made your jackets which you are using all the time. From the wool of the animals, you have made your jerseys, you have made your blankets, etc. You are using all these namats and you don't make shukar, you don't think of Allah. Are you an insan or are you a hayawan? Are you an animal? When Allah has done all this, acknowledge Allah, believe in Him, be thankful to Him and be obedient. And all this is not for Allah's benefit, it is for your benefit. When you will believe, you're going to live a wonderful life in this dunya, and what great ni'mat you will get in the akhirat cannot be imagined also. So Allah has been so kind in every way, how He has made everything, and in the beautiful Quran, how He has spelled it out for us. Yet if we don't take heed, we will have nobody to blame but ourselves.